Dr. Beth Trammell, and today we are going to talk about sleep. So sleep is something that I talked a little bit about earlier in the season. We talked about nightmares, night terrors, and kind of the importance of sleep. And I want to just have another episode here to talk about kids and sleep because it's so critical. And as we're stepping into, you know, for some of us, it's already the first week of school. For others of us, we're stepping into the beginning of school. And so I want to just talk about sleep and what we might see if we're having some issues with sleep. So let's start by talking about how much sleep your kid needs. So the CDC recommends that children who are 0 to 3 months old need about 14 to 17 hours of sleep. And this, all of these figures should include both night and daytime sleeping. So if your child takes a nap, that would be included in this time, right? Kids who are 4 to 11 months old, 12 to 16 hours of sleep. Our 1 to 2 year olds need between 11 and 14 hours. Our 3 to 5 year old need 10 to 13 hours. Now, here's where we go. Our 6 to 13 year olds, so our school agers, early middle schoolers, between 9 and 12 hours of sleep. And then our teenagers, somewhere between 8 and 10. So that's kind of the recommended amount of sleep based on age. And if you're thinking, oh my goodness, my kid doesn't fall anywhere in that range, that's okay, right? If your kid is doing okay and they don't fall within that range, then that's fine. Hopefully what I'm going to help you see is that these numbers are most important if your child is struggling, right? So if you're having some issues or if you're having challenges with your child, the first thing that I would have you consider is, are they fatigued, right? So in my book, I talk about 4 game changers, right? Are they eating? Are they sleeping? Can they see? And can they hear? If any of those things are not going well, if they're not eating well and they're hangry, they're going to have behavior problems. They're going to look like they're being kind of challenging for you. If they're tired because they're not sleeping well, if they're not getting great quality sleep, right? So we're talking about quantity right now, like the actual numbers of hours of sleep. But we also need to talk about the quality of their sleep, right? Are they waking up a lot in the middle of the night? So we're going to talk about that too. So can they see and can they hear, right? When's the last time their vision or hearing were checked? I talked to so many parents who are like, I had no idea my kid needed glasses. I had no idea they needed glasses. And so just be on kind of alert for those 4 things. And we're going to talk about sleep today. That's kind of the general recommendations, right? Daytime and nighttime, number of hours. And so if you're a person who's transitioning into the school year and your child hasn't started school yet, and maybe you've gotten into kind of a rhythm of staying up a little later, letting your kids sleep in a little bit longer in the morning this summer, that's great. That's what happens in the summertime. That's no problem. But if you have the chance to back up their bedtime 15 minutes a day until they're able to go to bed and wake up at the time they need to for school, right? So you want to try to back up their bedtime. So if they go to bed at 9:30 in the summer, tonight, try to do 9:15. And if they're generally waking up at 8:30 or 9 o'clock and you need to be getting them up at 7, try moving their wake-up time back 15 minutes or so. And so every day, move it 15 minutes back at bedtime, earlier in the morning time, until they can do it without a whole lot of resistance, closer to the time you need. So one small chunk of time per day. If you're like, wow, look, we're already past that. My kid has started school. I've sort of missed that boat. That's fine. What I want for you to realize is that your child may have kind of some fatigued moments these first couple of weeks of school. And in fact, even if you do kind of back your kids' bedtime and wake up time up, they may still be very fatigued these first couple of weeks of school. So I tell folks, hey, pay attention that your child may not be intentionally being a pain. They may actually be tired. And when they're tired, they're probably less tolerant of a lot of things. I'm less tolerant of a lot of things when I am tired. And so think about how you can adjust these next couple of weeks, knowing your child may be struggling a little bit more with keeping their behavior together because of the level of fatigue and kind of the changes to their sleep patterns. So if your child is struggling to go to sleep, what is it that is happening for them? Are they just resisting going to bed because they want to watch TV instead? Because they want to hang out with you? Because there's other things they want to do? There might be an opportunity for you to create a behavior plan for them. You know, if they go to bed without getting out of their bed, if they go to bed after you go in and read them a book and give them a hug, then they stay in their room and go to sleep, then they can have their choice for what they want for breakfast in the morning. And if they do that 3 nights in a row, you'll take them to a special place on that third day. Keep sort of a visual of that, right? So have like a little chart on the fridge or right outside their bedroom door, whatever it might be. Increasing their reinforcement might increase their motivation. If they are coming down and saying, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, it might be that they're hungry or thirsty. Or it might be that they are just postponing going to bed. And so make sure that before they go up, they get a snack, they get a drink so that they won't need those things later. If your child is having consistent problems with sleep, then you might talk to your pediatrician about it. Some kids who have pretty persistent and consistent sleep problems may need more investigation. And we have a lot of kind of things that point to when we have chronic sleep problems in kids, it can lead to more negative outcomes. So if you're having lots and lots of problems with sleep, it would be time to talk to the pediatrician about what's going on. If your child comes home after school and is so fatigued that they just can't make it to bedtime, try giving them a very short nap early in the time when they come home, right? So we don't want to give them a nap at like 6 p.m. It's going to be hard to turn around and get them into bed by 8:30, right? But maybe they can take a 20-minute nap, just a real quick cat nap between 3:30 and 4 while you're grabbing a snack for them or starting to cook dinner or whatever that might look like. If they can't quite make it, try to have a very, very short nap, less than 30 minutes, where they can just kind of rest their body. The power of resting their body means they can maybe make it, have enough energy to get through the rest of the night without sort of, you know, breaking down. Let's talk about teenagers and sleep. So what we're seeing is the trend is to have teenagers using their devices well into the late evenings. What we know is that that's not good for any of us, right? Using your device well into the late evening is not good for anyone. The thing that I often recommend to folks is to have a charging station that is in a shared space, right? So maybe you have a charging station for everybody in the kitchen and everybody's devices go there at 8 o'clock. If you're going to bed at 10, you want to try to have an hour to an hour and a half of non-screen time with your teens and frankly, for us as grownups. Now, I'll be the first to tell you it's tough for me. I often have my phone in the bed. I might turn on TV in the bed. And if you're having trouble sleeping, it may be one of the first things to try. Another piece of sleep hygiene that might be helpful is to try to create a space that is peaceful to you for sleeping. So for you or your teenagers, look around their room, right? Have them pick up some clutter. Talk to them about how it feels when they walk in their room. And if they're like, it feels fine, and there's stuff everywhere, challenge them to clean up, declutter, and then walk in the room together again and say, how does this feel different, right? So that might be a weekend project for some teenagers' rooms that I have seen. It might be like a couple of weekends project, but establishing a space that feels good. There's like, you know, kind of good mojo in that space, right? Your body can feel that. It's the same way when you come home and you step in the kitchen and there's dishes everywhere and you're like, ugh. Versus you come home, the kitchen's clean, there's no clutter on the counters, Our bodies feel that. So make sure that, particularly for you or your teen, encourage them to maybe tidy up once on the weekend, especially if they're struggling with sleep. The last thing we're going to talk about is exercise and getting time outside. So if your child is struggling with sleep, one of the first things you might try is getting more time for them running around, doing some exercise outside, or if it's raining or cloudy or it's the weather isn't great, trying to do some, you know, small, short workouts in the house. This doesn't mean you have to, like, you know, turn on a workout video or anything, but maybe you can do some push-ups or some sit-ups, or you can do, frankly, even anything that just gets their bodies moving in kind of a structured way. Sometimes helping wear their bodies out can really make a big difference in their sleep habits. So remember that our job as parents is to try to promote in our kids healthy sleep habits that are going to kind of help them for the rest of their lives. Later this week, I'm going to record an episode for Sleep for Us as Grownups on the other podcast, Things You Learn in Therapy. So I hope you tune into that, because at the end of the day, it really is an important part of helping our kids is getting good sleep ourselves. So I hope that this was an episode that gave you just a few tidbits. And until next week, stay safe, stay well, and make your words matter for good, y'all.